This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer Report on visiting with Buffalo community and housing organizations. No small part of the Buffalo comeback has to be because of the work of community organizations in the city, and Acorn Canada staff was fortunate to get some time with both Voice Buffalo, Gamaliel affiliate in Western New York, and the community-based housing organization Push Buffalo. Michael Isenek, the executive director of both Voice Buffalo and NOAA, the Niagara Organizing Alliance for Hope, a 25-minute drive away, but as he pointed out later, their transportation campaign has been trying to improve the fact that it takes more than 2 hours on public transit for lower-income carless families to make it from Buffalo to Niagara. Overall, their organization involves over 80 different faith-based groups, largely churches in the area. Besides transit, they've also been deeply involved in campaigns focused on criminal justice and the lopsided levels of incarceration for minorities. Education has also been a concern in working to block charter schools with American Federation of Teachers and deal with the diverse needs of Buffalo's vibrant migrant community due to what was described as Rust Belt resettlement programs. There were interesting exchanges about the differing methodologies between faith-based work and Acorn's membership-based community organizing model. Michael described the way they organize a church with 20 or more one-on-ones until, quoting the words of Gamaliel founder Greg Galuso, they could smell the church, meaning they could understand the parishioners' issues and concerns. He was asked how a charitable organization as a 501c3 was able to effectively pressure and lobby office holders, and Michael told how Voice used its larger accountability meetings and tried to walk a line of bipartisan pressure. We visited the Westside-based People United for Sustainable Housing, better known as Push Buffalo, which has deeply been rooted in itself in that area since 2005. Push Buffalo defines itself on the axis of community organizing as an affiliate of the newly organized People's Action and formerly National People's Action, and co-founder Aaron Bartley also described the organization to us as Acorn-like in a sense of having a dues-paying membership of several hundred, paying about $30 per year, while mentioning that he had organized with Acorn in Brooklyn years ago. The deeper mission of the organization is forging a new Rust Belt city model, combining a community membership base with a development program for sustainable green homes, rental units, and community-determined utilization of formerly vacant space or deteriorating properties as parks, community centers, and social enterprises. The community base has given them not only legitimacy outside the West Side and accountability inside, but a strike force for the half dozen direct actions they desire in advocating and winning support services and investment in the community. In fresh snow, we trudged along Push Buffalo's Julia White on their Green Zone tour, where they had constructed top-of-the-line demonstration projects, including green roofs, solar-powered heating systems, greenhouses, and the like. Push Buffalo has also rehabbed several buildings with rental units for lower-income families. The organization has acquired some 50 vacant lots on the west side. We visited a park they had rebuilt with community input and the City of Buffalo Park System that included a huge state-of-the-art soccer field, pavilion, and play equipment. None of this is gentrification on the west side, but even in the snow, we could tell the difference their development projects had made. Community groups have definitely been moving Buffalo forward, both with their voice and their push. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.